Hi, I'm Neil Perryman.
And I'm Una McCormack.
And you're listening to
Perryman and McCormack,
the world's seventh most popular podcast devoted to the hit TV show Hardcastle and McCormack.
And that's only because we haven't released our first episode yet. We can only dream of being the number one podcast devoted to Hardcastle and McCormack.
Milton C. Hardcastle is a retired judge from the Los Angeles Superior Court. Mark McCormack, an ex-race car driver turned thief, was Hardcastle's last case. McCormack has been placed in the judge's custody, and together they're going after 200 cases that walked out of Hardcastle's courtroom on technicalities.
We've got 200 cases to get through, Neil. We'd better make a start.
One thing we must point out, though, that there were only 67 episodes transmitted on television, although we are going to be looking at the fan fiction and the Hardcastle and McCormack audio adventures to make it up to the 200.
The unfolding text is very important here, I think.
I think before we get into the meat of Hardcastle and McCormack, it's very important that we ask each of us some very important questions. For example, who's your favourite?
Hardcastle, yeah, the judge all the way. I always identify with the judge.
Well, there's going to be problems already on this podcast because I'm a big fan of McCormack.
Oh, it's such the obvious option.
It's the tight shorts.
Yeah, well, it would do that. And the perm. Yeah, yeah. But I think we'll prove pretty short order that you're wrong.
Plus, he's still alive and I'm desperate to get him on the show.
Oh, well, God, oh, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? That'd be great.
Stay tuned. So I think we'll begin by analysing the theme song.
It's got a real power to it, I think, hasn't it? I think, and what I think is really important about this kind of show and what makes it very relevant and relatable to today is the importance of male friendship. I think in this era of toxic masculinity, we don't really see friendship in this way, do we? Between ordinary, good old boys.
That's right, but the lyrics are also sort of almost a clue to the themes that are inherent in the programme. For example, driving like the demon that drives your dreams. There is a fan theory out there that McCormack is actually in prison dreaming all of this.
Yeah.
And he's actually on death row and he's about to die. So that's why he's dreaming of driving and clearing his name at the same time.
Prefiguring later shows like Lost, I think, you know, it's ahead of its time, I think.
That's right. And there's also a lot of homoeroticism in there, like keep your wheels on the straight and narrow. I mean, you don't need to be a genius to work that out.
Exactly. And almost it's a clarion call. You're being asked there to read against the text, I think.
I don't think we can keep this going much longer.
I think we've done pretty well there.
Well, now that everyone's switched off...
This is brilliant. This is great. We can say what we like now. Let's just get slanderous.
Now that everybody's gone, we can explain what the real format of this programme is about.
Yeah, we're not, in fact, going to close read the text and subtext of Hardcastle and McCormack. What we're going to do is we're going to set traps for each other by recommending films, books and other stuff that neither of us have read, seen, heard, etc. Music, that's the other one, isn't it? So we're going to recommend things to each other that we've not encountered before. And then we're going to watch each other tear our favourite things apart, or ideally love them to bits.
Yeah, that's right. So, for example, in the first episode, not this one, this is a primer, so you understand what's going on, because we want you to take part in this as well. The first episode is all going to be about the movies, and Una's going to recommend a movie that I've never seen, and I'm going to recommend a movie that she's never seen. So what's your choice?
Well, I've picked The Red Shoes, which is one of a series of films that were made by my favourite filmmaking duo, Powell and Pressburger.
Daringly original musical that captures all the glamour of the south of France in exquisite technicolor. Blending compelling beauty and high drama with a love story of sheer enchantment.
It's an absolutely beautiful film, stunning film. I'm not going to say much more about it so that we've not got many spoilers. Film from the 1940s, absolutely glorious. It's got ballet dancing in it. So let's see how that goes.
And I've chosen Miracle Mile, which is a 1988 film directed by Steve DeJarnett.
But nothing could prepare you for an experience like this.
What is the truth, Harry?
Miracle Mile.
Listen, I'm just a guy who picked up the phone.
So you've never seen that before. You're going to come
absolutely
to that fresh.
Well. And I've been studiously not reading the blurb as you instructed me.
Don't read the blurb. Don't read Wikipedia. Come to it as fresh as you possibly
absolutely.
Can. And the other thing is we're going to also have special guests as well. And the very first special guest we're going to have is Andy Miller.
Hello, I'm Andy Miller. And I've assigned Perryman and McCormack to watch the 2014 film, The Kidnapping of Michelle Welbeck. Bonne chance, mes amis.
And most of all, we'd like you, our wonderful listeners, to get involved too. So if you're unfamiliar with any of these films, try and have a watch of them before we record the podcast and send us your comments. We'd love to hear from you.
So if you've got something interesting you'd like to say, or you've got a question you'd like to ask us about The Red Shoes, Miracle Mile, or The Kidnapping of Michelle Welbeck, please send them to the following email address. It's admin@pampod.co.uk. That's admin@pampod.co.uk. And if you could send them to us before May the 18th, we'll read out your comments on the show.
And the person who sends us the best comment or question will receive a limited edition Perryman and McCormack mug. Ooh.
So that's the basic concept. You don't have to watch Hardcastle and McCormick. Don't worry, you can put that away now. We're also going to finish each episode with a rant about Brexit, because apparently that gets bums on seats.
It really, really does, yeah.
And how's Brexit going for you?
I think it's going really well. It seems fantastic, doesn't it? It's not like the weather's been terrible. It's not like I'm bitter and angry every waking moment. I think it's great.
So, yes, join us. Join us, Wade, don't you? Around about May the 20th, because it'll probably take me a day to edit it.
Exactly.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And don't call me Una. I will call you Niall if you call me Una.